June 26, 1660. I was feeling a little better this morning, so I took myself off with my dog and my gun, hoping to hunt. I found myself so weak, however, that I could barely walk. I forced myself on and managed to kill a she-goat, but I hardly had the strength to carry her home, as I now thought of my camp. Once back in the cave, I cooked some of the goat and ate it slowly. I wish I could have stewed the thing and made some broth, but I have no pot. June 28, 1660. Yesterday I fell ill again and lay in bed all day in despair, neither eating nor drinking. Then, last night, I had the most dreadful dream. I imagined I was sitting on my wall when I saw a man of fire descend from a great black cloud and stand on the grass in front of me. I couldn't bear to look at him because his body was so bright. His face was a terrible sight, so terrible that I can't describe it. And when he strode upon the ground, the earth shook, as if he was the very spirit of the earthquake itself. The ghostly figure began to walk towards me with a long spear in his hand, and I realized he was going to kill me. Then he shouted, "Seeing all these things hath not brought thee to repentance, now thou shalt die." As he spoke these words, my terrifying visitor lifted his spear, pointed it at my heart, and disappeared from sight in a massive sheet of flame. It was only a nightmare, but that did not stop me thinking about it afterwards. It is true I have not been a good man. Some would say I've had a misspent life. Suddenly I began to wonder if being shipwrecked on this island is my punishment for some of the things I've done. Was I condemned, then, to spend the rest of my life here? The thought plunged me into despair. Then, for some reason, I remembered the Bible I had saved from the ship. When I opened it, my eyes fell on the words, "Call on me in a day of trouble, and I will deliver thee." Suddenly, I seemed to see an answer. Perhaps being shipwrecked here is a punishment, but I have been spared from death for a reason. There is hope, if I can put my trust in God. From now on, I will try to be a better man. July 15, 1660. At last I feel stronger, and it looks as if I'm really getting better. Maybe the island gave me the illness, so I could build up resistance to the tropical diseases that must abound here. Was that a God-given gift? I'm alone battling against the elements, and I have to be grateful for anything I'm given. Today I decided I had to explore. I have no real idea of how big the island is. If I do a survey, I might, after all, find something to my advantage. Possibly even another human being. Or is that just a fantasy? I set off up the creek where I had first brought my rafts ashore. After 2 miles, I discovered the tide didn't flow any higher, and the creek became no more than a little brook. The water was fresh and cool, and simply marvellous to drink. Meadows surrounded my little stream, and I found not only tobacco plants, but also several sugar canes. There were other fruits and plants too, but I couldn't identify them, so I have no idea whether they are poisonous or not. I have named the place the Valley of Plenty. July 16, 1660. Today, as I continued to explore, I found the countryside became much more wooded, and I came across fruit I could recognize, such as clusters of grapes and melons. Further on, there were cocoa trees, orange and lemon and other citrus trees, and green limes whose juice I mixed with water. I have laid up a store of fruit, which will help me through the rainy season. I have brought home all I could carry, and will return for the rest. I will try to dry the grapes to make raisins. I walked home feeling much more cheerful. This would be a good place to live. I will spend more time there and see if I like it.